Item 15. We're a little behind schedule, so short discussions, Mr. Daly. All right, future meeting planning discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Did you call on me, Mr. Chairman?
Commissioner McIsaac, yes, I knew you were warmed up. Please go ahead.
So we have three handouts under this one. Draft November 1 conference call, year at a glance, and the draft 2020 meeting schedule. I think what's in our briefing books for the November 1 conference call is fine. I think that we heard earlier on the meeting from the chair of the Big Tent Committee what we're going to hear on the 2020 meeting schedule. The biggest decision here, I think, has to do with what's on our December agenda item. And given the discussion that occurred earlier, maybe the biggest decision there is on the Columbia River policy matter, which had been scheduled for a possible PRC recommendation, a committee joint state committee recommendation in November, and consideration by both commissions for a decision in December. However, I'm prepared to support the two-meeting process that you had advanced earlier. If the PRC, the Joint State Committee, reaches a recommendation in November, and that would be a December and January two-meeting process, whereby if there is a decision made in November, that immediately thereafter that is made public so the public can all see it in advance of the December meeting, that we would receive a briefing and consider it a public hearing for that recommendation, but not a decision, that the meeting would be noticed as no decision to be made in December in Bellingham, and in January in Olympia, that we would have a public comment period again and a decision to be made then. If it turns out that the Joint State Committee does not reach a recommendation in November, then we keep on the agenda for December a briefing that amounts to an update of what has happened, and consider what to do. The committee will probably have a sequence of meetings to move forward. So I'll pause there. I have some other things on the year at a glance, but I think that's the major decision, and I'll offer that up to the group.
Commissioner Baker?
I would advise us to go along with your approach, Commissioner McIsaac, to the December meeting, where at the December meeting we should be briefed on what the recommendations of the PRC are. But after that, I think we hamstring ourselves if we decide now that we will, for instance, take public testimony and make a decision in January. That could happen. It would be good to get it out of the way. But we also, there may be interest in doing a little roadshow on this and getting some testimony in other places of the state that this affects. We have been cautioned to get as much public testimony as we can. So all I'm saying is that I agree with you up to December, but I don't want to make hard and fast decisions after that at this time.
Mr. Smith?
Yeah, I will go along with that. I think even when Heath Heckler was talking today about that, the rush is not there. And I don't want the PRC to become the dominant influencer of how the commission responds.
Anyone else?
So, Mr. Chairman, then, to be clear, in December, that if the PRC would make a recommendation, we would get a briefing and hold a public hearing on that, and then in December decide whether or not to make a decision in January or some other time?
I think that sounds appropriate if the rest of the commission agrees. I just want to make one comment. I am, and I spoke to you, Donna, this morning, the significance in my mind of getting staying on the public process trail with total transparency and get as much input as we need from the public, whether it, I can't speak to location, what ultimately we might decide to do. But once we have that public comment and public process behind us, we then have to consider taking a vote on it. And I can remember back just to, with my experience on the commission for a few years, more than a few now, that we were advised by Attorney General Counsel on Mr. Grossman on a number of occasions relative to the policy issues we were working on to slow down, take your time, get it done right, and honestly, I'll end my comments with get it done right. So,
well, Mr. Chairman, just in response then, you made some excellent remarks at the Fish Committee. Let's try to be as open and transparent as we can and keep the politics out of this. I'm in favor fully of having every commission member here at the front table feel comfortable that they know all the pros and cons of everything that's there. And a fully knowledgeable commission, I think, will make the proper decision. But I don't think we ought to ignore the fact that there are some folks out there on the arena of playing politics that a delay upon delay upon delay serves an ulterior motive rather than open and transparent and fully knowledgeable decision. And so there's a concern with that.
Well, I don't disagree with you. I'm just not sure how many factions out there do that. I, having been around this front table for a while, nothing would surprise me, but I know different people with different perspectives will sometimes inject politics in. So I think we're in agreement on that. So I'll pass it down to Mr. Thorburn.
So I was just going to make a couple of short comments. One, I also request that they keep the politics out of wolves. the second is just a reminder, just a remembrance of Francine Madsen. Go slow to go fast.
Commissioner Anderson.
It must have been related to my father who used to say that. But the, I want to thank the folks that are on the PRC from this commission and their willingness and to share the information and encourage my participation in sessions, not necessarily in the PRCs themselves, but in terms of observing and communicating what's going on. So, I'm trying to come up to speed on the nuances and the packaging and the like, and I feel like I've been very supported by that. And while I'm not an expert, I feel like I'm further along than I was, and I know that I will have to get a little further. So,
I would add, I do think that the appreciation for the work that Commissioners McKaysey, Kehoe, and Graybill have done, yeoman's duties, and is appreciated. So we'll continue to work in that direction. Graybill, did I see your hand up? Must be at lunch. Okay.
My hand is not up.
After that bath.
Something was going on over here, and I thought it was maybe you. So sorry to bother you.
Well, I do support the timeline that you're discussing. I believe that's appropriate, and we need enough public input on this to satisfy those needs. So I agree with the direction you suggested, Chairman.
Thank you, David. Anybody on that, Ed? All right, I think this, Don, you had some other items on this agenda item.
Yeah, and I can provide these to Nikki, but in general, looking at our year at a glance for the December meeting, we might want to have public comment for the sport fishing marine shellfish simplification matter. We have the hatchery reform policy review for a briefing and public comment. For the HB 1579 that we just heard, I think we ought to have that for a public comment and a decision. The Willapa Bay salmon policy, as we talked about earlier, I think delaying that till it was June, but in June we happened to be in Yakima, whereas in August we're in Aberdeen, so I'm going to suggest that that be moved to July. This is the comprehensive review, and the fallout of that is that there may be some guidance necessary on the Willapa Bay policy for 2020 in terms of fisheries and salmon smolt releases. So I'm suggesting we put that into February and March. Looking at this into April, we have a hatchery policy review update. It does not show up further in the calendar. We had suggested that come to a conclusion in 2020, and we're going to see a calendar on that in December. So I would hope that as we move through June, July, September, and October, and try to finish that in October, and I'll offer that suggestion. Maybe Nikki can put that in gray font or something. Executive session in December is one that is a follow-up of the current executive session, I think, was asked for, and I would fully support that for those reasons.
Commissioner McIsaac, I am uncertain at this point, and I guess, Bill, you're not going to be able to tell us, but there's been some reluctance to have the AG's staff travel those great distances, so I'm not sure that'll fit the December criteria.
Yeah, no, and I'm not looking for a big travel thing, but there was a couple of possible litigation updates that might be briefly allowed to, and then there's other matters under the executive session that could be discussed as well. Let's see. I think that's what I have on my notes, and I'll provide these to Nikki.
Okay. Any additional comments? Okay.
Chair?
Yes, Commissioner
Chair
Graybill.
Quick question. When will we see an updated calendar that gets our destinations for 2020?
Oh, get your notepad out. Commissioner Baker is going to read it off to you.
Okay, so thank you, Commissioner Graybill. That was going to be my next task. Standing in for the chair here, according to our rules, he's the final decision maker on our the timing and our places. But the Big Tent Committee did look at this. I listed it out yesterday, but just very, very quickly, January Olympia, February Olympia, March Tri-Cities, April Olympia, no meeting in May, June Yakima, July Aberdeen, no meeting in August, September Olympia, October Colville, no meeting in November, and December Everett. Now, we don't need to have a motion and a vote to agree to this, but I think, speaking for the chair, we need to know if there's anybody who has any objection to that. Otherwise, we will be asking Nikki to finalize this and start making arrangements for
us. That's a good plan, Sam.
Mr. Anderson.
There was a date slippage in October.
Correct. In October, instead of meeting on the 16th and 17th, we're going to be in Colville on the 23rd and 24th. Okay. Does that answer your question, David?
Dave?
Yes, Commissioner Baker. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
In the case of matters, I do agree with those destinations. I look forward to seeing you, David. Nikki, you have all that?